We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction. On the trolley back alley, heading through some Nutmeg function. All the people we see and the places we go, we'll have you right back by the end of the show. We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction.
It was raining when I arrived at the city east of the capital. Some people call it Thread City, but some people might only be the kind of people who like to edit Wikipedia articles. I like to get the facts. The cold, hard facts, which is difficult to find on a hot summer evening. The rain didn't cool things off. It just made us all swim in the same pot that was slowly boiling. I stepped out of the rented sedan and onto the concrete. No puddles. Just a wet veneer on the pavement, as if the raindrops had been turning to steam just after hitting the ground. When you have a case where your client is dead, you'll never get your expenses paid, but at least you get fewer complaint calls. Then again, when your client is your former partner, you still miss the calls. Tommy Newsome. Yeah, maybe he knew some, but just not enough, it seems. There are rules in this game, and one of the rules is, when you have a partner, you finish the case. It's part of a code, part of an unsigned contract, an unspoken agreement. Maybe you trust your partner sparingly when it comes to paying the office's electric bills. Even less if you're in the same poker game, but you always trust your partner to finish the case. We pursue every lead, knowing the dead-end alley we run into might live up to its name, but we know our partner's gonna make it right. My case was finding the lost episode Nutmeg Junction. I'd made some progress already. Maybe you heard episode 11. Maybe you didn't. None of my business. My business today is to find part 2 of the lost episode. And to do that, I needed to meet Duke Snidely in this town. Snidely had the kind of personality that could make any Friday feel like a month of Tuesdays. You know the kind. An unreliable source of facts, but when you're a private eye, you can catch even the smallest grains of truth, even in a downpour of fiction like a colander in the rain. That is, if you know what you're doing. And I know what I'm doing. I'm Harriet Holmes, and I'm good at what I do. I didn't become a gumshoe for the love of shoes. Snidely was hanging out by a bridge that featured 4 giant green frogs sitting atop brown spools of thread. I'm not making a metaphor or anything. There were actually 4 statues of frogs on spools, one on either side of both entrances of the bridge. Snidely was on the main street side with an umbrella and was shooting furtive glances from side to side. He saw me approach, but my wide-brimmed hat covered my eyes from his view. When I reached his approximate location, I raised my head slightly, and he finally recognized me. Snidely was thinking of bolting, but he calculated his chances and decided to lean back instead while leaning into the conversation.
Welcome to Thread City.
Why do they call it Thread City, Snidely?
Because people wear nice threads around here. Go figure.
That's why they call it Thread City? I don't buy it. Keep talking.
Okay. It's also because of the mills. The textile industry was big here back in the day.
Whose day?
Nothing recent. Like the 19th century. There were textile mills all along the river.
They were ubiquitous?
Mills were embedded into the fabric of the community. They were a big deal. This town was the center of the textile industry in America for a time.
They beat the competition?
They had the whole textile industry all sewn up around here.
But it seems that all good things must come to an end, Snidely.
Yeah. In the 20th century, the mills started to close, and for a time, this place was just hanging by a thread.
I think that's enough.
I got a few more relevant puns. I'm not making things up out of whole cloth, you know.
No, I think we got it.
Fair enough. But did you know some stories are complete works of fiction? And even if a story takes place in a real location and names are mentioned, The people and situations are completely fictional, and any semblance between fictional characters and what they do in a story and real people, either living or dead, is completely coincidental.
Why did you bring that up, Snidely?
Oh, it's just a nice conversation starter. Breaks the ice at parties.
It makes sense. I bet that's true even for radio programs. Even new, originally scripted audio theater or old-time radio-style programs, too.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, getting back to talking about Thread City, which is Willimantic, Connecticut, a borough of Windom, with a population of over 17,000 as of the last census, what do you want to know?
I want to know about the lost episode of Nutmeg Junction.
Lost episode of Nutmeg Junction? Never heard of it.
I think you have heard of it, Snidely. I think you posted about it on social media.
Was that before or after I changed my privacy settings?
When you post in a social media group, it gets seen, Snidely. You posted you heard a portion of that lost episode of Nutmeg Junction.
Oh, that. Yeah, there must have been some misunderstanding.
You wrote, quote, "I just heard a musician perform on the second part of the lost episode of Nutmeg Junction. It was awesome," unquote.
You're probably taking it out of context.
It's pretty clear, Snidely.
Might be just a typo.
Are you saying, quote, "I just heard a musician perform on the second part of the lost episode of Nutmeg Junction," unquote, was just how your phone autocorrected what you really meant to say?
Yeah, that can happen.
Okay, what were you really trying to say?
Something else.
What you're selling, I'm not buying.
You think that my story's kinda threadbare?
I thought we were off of those thread puns.
Okay, we are. But we're not just known for threads, you know. Around here, we're also known for that frog.
The frogs?
We got the frog thing going here. Other towns are green with envy.
I think I'm just going to wait and let you get through all of them.
Sorry. Got a frog in my throat. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. We're a big deal in the county. It's like we're the big frog in a little pond. Nothing?
Still waiting.
Better do all of them now. Never know when it's my time to croak.
Was that the last one?
If I can find a way to throw the word riveting into the mix, I'm going to use it. Otherwise, I'm good.
The lost episode of Nutmeg Junction. You heard it. Talk.
Yeah, I heard it. See, there's a Blues Hall of Fame musician who goes by the name of Tom the Suit Force. He's an amazing musician. I'm telling you, there's a reason why he's in the Blues Hall of Fame.
Go on. I'm listening.
It makes perfect sense that a performer who's known as The Suit has music that winds up in a place known as Thread City. Am I right?
I'm surprised that you're making sense.
So, I'm a guy who knows a guy, and I can take you to him.
What's so special about the guy?
He's the guy with the copy of Part B of the lost episode of Nutmeg Junction.
Okay, Snidely. I'll bite. So where is he?
I'll take you to him.
Should I follow you?
Actually, can I get a lift? My car was towed.
Was that another frog-related pun? Toad?
Maybe.
We drove along Main Street as it curved slightly northward. To the right, the riverside, there was a sign for the Windom Mills State Heritage Park and a former linen mill. To the left was the Windom Textile and History Museum.
I love the Textile Museum. That's how I've always felt. But then again, I'm the type of guy who cottons up to that sort of learning.
You're doing it again.
Don't hate on me just because I can spit a good yarn. Say, anyway, where are we going?
You're taking me to the guy with Part B of the lost episode.
Well, you're going the wrong way.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just did. I'm not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. It's not like I had you walk along the footbridge or anything.
The footbridge?
Sure, sure. The footbridge of Willimantic is the longest footbridge this side of the Mississippi that crosses a road, a railroad, and a river. It was built in 1906, you know. The bridge is a 5-span steel truss structure about 600 feet in length. At least, that's the information that leaps to mind.
I turned around and we were traveling through Willimantic. We saw the Connecticut Eastern Railroad Museum. turn back around as Snidely really gave me the tour of the surroundings. Maybe he was just waiting for his umbrella to dry. We drove past Eastern Connecticut State University. You know the one. The one with WECS on the radio dial that could probably use a great newly scripted audio theater program. We finally made it to an establishment that served food, beverages, and light entertainment. But since it was a commercial property, we couldn't mention the name. What gives, Snidely?
I told you I know a guy. And that guy is the guy at the microphone there.
Thank you very much. I am Robert C. Fullerton, and it's good to be here in Willimantic in Thread City. Had to drive across that Frog Bridge to get here, and good to make it. But I'm going to do another song for you here. This is one I wrote somewhat recently, a man named Norman. Just met a man named Norman, passed him once a block away. This time he stood on the corner, waited for me to pass his way. He said, "You are a big man." Raised his shoulders just to show. Then he said, "You seem a nice man." I thought I knew where this would go. But he didn't want a handout. $0, nothing more. Just another soul to talk to, I know. I've been there before. Either he was mistaken, or else his math was not too great. His year of birth and the age he claimed just did not calculate him. Mom and Dad spoke French, he said, but both died in years gone by. Have no kids, I never had a wife. Did I tell you you seem nice? But he didn't want a handout. $0, nothing more. Just another soul to talk to, I know. 'Cause I've been there before. The soup kitchen wasn't open. He'd hoped that wasn't true. With no warm meal on the table, a warm heart would have to do. I offered him $5, and he pushed my hand away. He said, "I've never taken handouts, and I don't plan to start today. So if your path crosses Norman's, whatever name he claims to be. Stop and talk and say hello and shake his hand for me. 'Cause he doesn't want a handout. $0, nothing more. Just another soul to talk to. I know, 'cause I've been there before. No, he doesn't want a handout. $0, nothing more. Just another soul to talk to. I know. Yes, I know. Oh, I know. 'Cause I've been there before.
Thank you very much. You can find information about me and that my other songs at robertcfullerton.com. And love to get a note from you saying you heard and you love my music. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back to sing some more for you. Thank you. Well, hello, Duke. It's good to see you again. And if I'm not mistaken, those eyes under that large hat brim belong to the one and only Harriet Holmes.
I hear you know something about the lost episode of Nutmeg Junction.
Well, lost episode with Tom Forrest. I have played with him several places, including once we played together on Nutmeg Junction.
Playing it close to the vest. Care to elaborate?
Like I said, I've played with Tom the Suit Forrest several times, and he's a good musician, and he was nice enough to come into the studio and record it, and that's pretty much all I've got to say.
Snidely says he heard the recording.
Yeah, I have a copy of it right here, and if we can play it right here over my speakers while I take my break, it's good to see you again, Duke, and to meet you, Harriet.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please.
I've got mine right here.
Why, it's Robert C. Fullerton.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking the Nutmeg Junction trolley line.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me introduce. I just happen to have my good friend Tom the Suit Forrest right here, just recently inducted into the Connecticut Blues Hall of Fame, and come along for the ride.
Hey, I hope you bought my ticket.
Yeah,
typical.
I will be sweeping the trolley out later.
Well, this would certainly be on us because it's such an honor to have you on board the trolley.
Great. I'm happy to be here.
It would be an honor for us and for all of our passengers if you'd be willing to play a song for us and entertain the passengers. Would that be all right?
Is that so I don't have to pay for my ticket?
I think that would be four services rendered.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, sounds good to me. What do you got, Tom?
Okay, I'm going to do, let me do one of my slower songs. This song I wrote about 4 a.m. It is about a man who is at the beck and call of a woman, so it's not your typical love song. Late at night, I'm all alone. You put on your robe and you pick up the phone. You bum, baby, bum. But your man's not home.
I come running fast as I can. I'm your consolation man. Not the first, won't be the last. Don't talk about our future, don't ask about your past. We burn, baby, burn. From your bedroom eyes. I come running fast as I can. I'm your consolation man. I'm running, know that I am, I'm your consolation man. Sometimes I worry, not your first choice. Then the phone rings, and I hear your voice. We burn, baby, burn. Down that telephone line. I come running fast as I can. I'm your consolation man. Oh yeah. I come running. You know that I am. I'm your consolation man.
Thank you. I should have quit you, baby. Long time ago, I should have quit you, baby. Long time ago, wouldn't be here now, Mom. My second mind, I should have listened, baby. My second mind, wouldn't be in now, mama. Down on this killing floor, oh baby. Said come to Mexico with me.
my friend said, come to Mexico with me. I wouldn't be in now, mama, down on this killing flow.
That was such a treat to have you perform for us. Your music is incredible. I understand that you have an album that's going to be coming out at the end of the year.
Yes. I have a new album out. Same producer, Paul Nelson, who was a Grammy winner. I think he's won four at this point, actually. And we're going to try something different. We're going to be using acoustic, blues, electric instruments. And in fact, I even have an electric banjo that I'm going to be using.
An electric banjo?
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's quite an interesting instrument. It's got the regular plate, the drum head, so to speak, of the banjo, yeah. But it's got a pickup in it. All my acoustic stuff that I'm going to use has pickups because I'm running it all through amplifiers. So it's going to be... I know it sounds like an acoustic, you know, traditional blues, but this is going to be a rock album.
Wow.
And it's going to be using these old guitars. So it'll be interesting to hear what it's going to sound like. I'm interested.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear about it. Yeah. I know that for all of your fans, they can find your information there on Tom the Suit. So they're
That's
able
right.
To yeah. go there. Also on Facebook, liking it on Facebook. Making
right.
sure that everybody can follow up and make sure that they can get the news and information about the new music that's coming out.
Right. No, it's got everything there. If you go to my site, my Facebook, unfortunately, is maxed out on the friend side, but there's a lot of info on my website.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, the Suit Force, thank you so much for being here on Nutmeg Junction.
Oh, I appreciate it, and... I just want to say thanks to everybody, especially in Connecticut and New York. And just those New Yorkers just know that I was also inducted into the New York Blues Hall of Fame. And I will be hanging out in the Hudson area this year, believe me. So thanks.
The Hudson area of New York is going to be Tom the Suit Force country right there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for being a passenger on Nutmeg Junction.
Thank you.
Look, I'm going to hop on out of here. I assume my beverages are comp?
You done good, Snidely. You don't have to mill about any further, and I'll needle you no longer.
Touché, Harriet Holmes. Touché.
This has been episode 19 of Nutmeg Junction, which was written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk, copyright 2018. Harriet Holmes, Lost Episode Part 2, was recorded at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. It starred Olivia Wadsworth as Harriet Holmes, Conrad Sinkowitz as Duke Snidely, Robert C. Fullerton as himself, with VIP guest Tom the Suit Forest. Nutmeg Junction theme song and the Mr. JT end credits theme and A Man Called Norman was written, created, performed by Robert C. Fullerton and used with permission. The music of Tom the Suit Forest, performed by Tom the Suit Forest and used with permission. We hope you enjoyed the ride on Nutmeg Junction and may all your journeys bring you back to a happy home.